News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for an update from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen on hand. And Coffee with the Cop went so well in its inaugural try. You all doing it again?
Yes, we are. We're going to try to make it a monthly event, and we're changing locations, dates, and times so that, you know, different people can attend at different times. This month's Coffee with the Cop will be held on Tuesday, May 12th. At First Baptist Church, located at 3100 Cambridge, which is right behind the Lowe's in Bryan. It's going to be from 8 o'clock to 10 a.m., and it's come and go. So, I mean, you don't have to be there the whole 2 hours. It's not like a conference where someone's going to stand up there and talk to you. It's just where you get to have one-on-one time with an officer and just tell us how we're doing or what you'd like to see. It's just a way to build a relationship when we're not responding to your house for a call.
Just informal conversation.
Definitely.
Something else that's coming up, an annual summertime event, is the department's Junior Police Academy.
We are accepting applications now for the Junior Police Academy. The dates on that is going to be June 15th through June 26th. It's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., except for the first and last days. Those are in the evening so that parents can attend. Students going into the 10th, 11th, and 12th grades next year are eligible, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of hands-on activity. They're going to get to see what all the different units in the police department get to do in a fun, educational way, and it's free.
And how does one go about applying?
They can go online to bryantxpolice.com and download an application and submit it to me by fax or drop it off at the police department. There are also some applications in the front lobby as well. Or they can contact me directly. I can email them one.
At?
209-5350.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. Another event that's coming up is a fundraiser this weekend.
Yes, this is a time of year when police officers reflect on the lives of those who died in the line of duty. And so there's going to be a lot of events to either help raise money for the Benevolent Fund, or there's a memorial next week, which we'll talk about later. But this weekend, there's going to be a very fun event. It's out at Santa's Wonderland. It's this Saturday, May 9th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's open to the public. You can get a barbecue plate, and all your activities are $10 for adults and $5 for children. There's going to be live entertainment, jump houses, train rides, and a whole bunch more. And all the money goes to the Brazos County Officers Benevolent Fund.
Something else I want to bring up. Yesterday, you were tied up with some not only out-of-town guests, but international guests.
Yes. LEMIT, which is in Huntsville at the same Houston University, they do an international policing course, or kind of like an exchange program, where commanders or administration from law enforcement in other countries come here and learn about the law enforcement system in the United States. And so we had a group from Poland. They were all commanders of different regional departments. It was very interesting to hear how they were set up in Poland. And they were very interested to see how we were set up. So they came over here. They got a tour. They got to visit with Chief Buskey and ask questions about the way things work differently in our countries.
Meantime, police work still goes on. Unfortunately, we've hit another run of vehicle burglaries and also thefts of tires and rims.
Yes. I can't stress to people enough to lock your vehicles. We have seen an increase in burglar motor vehicles, and the majority of those are unlocked. So please lock your doors and hide anything that could be of value, that would be interest a thief that they would want to take. Take it with you, hide it, do whatever you can to protect your property. Tire and rim thefts are also a little bit on the increase at this point in time. So please be vigilant. Watch out for anything suspicious in your neighborhoods. Call in, even if you are unsure what it is. Call in immediately, and if we can get to that area and at least identify the person that is in the area, they may be there legitimately, they may not. The only thing I can really suggest maybe, I don't know if locking lug nuts would help with those tire and rim thieves, but you know, anything you can do, put it on motion sensor lights out on your porch, anything like that can help.
I know it wasn't too long ago that there was a couple of arrests for tire and rim thefts, and it started with somebody being observant.
Yes, we did make an arrest recently. However, there's, you know, it's kind of like car burglars. You have different people doing the same thing. So we need the community's help to catch these thieves.
Finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 2800 block of Woodville and the 2800 block of Stevens Drive. Both are 30 miles per hour, and both are right near Old Hearn Road.
That's our update from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.